WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's still not clear when or if talks will take place on ending the war in Ukraine.
I don't like long waits. I think it's a shame.
President Trump says he would meet with Russian President Putin, even if the Russian leader won't meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Israel's security cabinet's considering widening the war in Gaza, and Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Fox News that would involve taking control.
We don't want to keep it. We want to have a security perimeter. We don't want to govern it.
A judge has ordered a halt to construction at the Florida Everglades Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, while she considers arguments over whether it harms the environment. The Air Force said today it will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. They'll have to choose between a lump sum separation payment or leave the service without benefits. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the home efficiency rebate and home electrification and appliance rebate programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the HERE and HOMES programs for efficiency improvements. A multi-day legal hearing began in Portage County on Tuesday. The case concerns one of Wisconsin's largest dairy farms and water quality issues near the village of Nelsonville. Gordondale Farms, a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is located near the village. Five current and former neighbors of the CAFO are represented by Midwest Environmental Advocates. They are challenging a state-issued permit they say fails to protect public health. Over the past 7 years, Nelsonville residents have been asking the DNR to require transparency and accountability from Gordondale Farms. The groundwater around the farms now has dangerously high levels of nitrate contamination. This pollution poses serious health risks, especially for infants and pregnant people. Exposure has been linked to certain cancers, including colon cancer. The lawsuit centers on changes made by the Wisconsin DNR that rolled back key environmental safeguards. This happened after Gordondale Farms filed a legal challenge to the DNR's authority to require groundwater monitoring at CAFOs to prevent contamination. Midwest Environmental Advocates says that legal challenge ended in a closed-door settlement that weakened the groundwater monitoring requirements. The hearing will continue over several days this week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently, it's 87.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You work so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, the weekend is almost here. We're looking at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news of the weird and wacky with Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightline, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. It is Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and a muggy night here in Northeast Wisconsin, at least, where we broadcast from. Hope you're having a great day, and hope you can leave the stresses of your day behind. And join us for a couple hours of assjackery and fun, some laughs, some good guests. We do it all here at Nightlight every night from 6 to 8, and it is great to have you part of the show. Got a good question tonight. Lots of chances for you guys to weigh in with your thoughts on our question and some other content we will be discussing tonight. Really fun show. Craig Benzine is here tonight, folks. He also goes by the name Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. He's got over 1 million subscribers. Those aren't just people who watch, Conrad. Those are subscribers. You have to give your information. 1 million people have done that.
Well, you just click a button and then you're subscribed.
That's it?
Well, you have to make a YouTube account first, I guess.
Well, see, there you go.
And then you can just click the subscribe button.
Listen, I don't know why you're downplaying Craig's subscribers, but I think it's pretty impressive.
Are you one of them?
No. He doesn't need me. He doesn't have just like 1.3 million either. He's got like 1.2 million or something like that. Really talented guy. An actual influencer. Like, I could say I'm an influencer with my 300 Twitter followers, but, you know, of those, let's say 200 are bots, 40 are wannabe escorts or cam girls, 20 are, you know, people I don't really know. My point is I'm not influencing anybody. Craig, on the other hand, is an actual influencer, and he's a filmmaker, and he made a film called No Packers, No Life. And I've seen a chunk of it. It's really good, and it's really fun. It's about Japanese Packer fans, and he did this great documentary. These fans are so into the Packers, and they watch games that are on that have been recorded. They've already happened, like, years ago, and they will just sit and socially watch a pack. Now, I love my teams. I'm not watching a Bears game, even from when they were good. I'm not sitting down and watching that.
Don't want to reminisce about the glory days?
I do that, but I'm not going to watch the whole game. Would you do that with a Packer game, start to finish?
I've watched a couple.
Oh, you need to get out more, dude. Anyway, it's impressive. It's a really fun film. Craig is the director, so he is an influencer, a director. He's also got quite an acting history, too. So he will be here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. Can't think of a better guy to do that. And then at 7:35, we welcome Savannah Schindler. She is from Visit Beloit, and she's talking about this really cool tournament they have there. Remember what it's called, Conrad?
Coob.
Sounds like kind of elitist.
Sounds like a club.
Coob. We were calling it Cub.
The Coob Club.
Right. The Cub Club. The Cub Open. Coob Open. Sorry. It's not even Cube. It's not Cub. It's not Cube. It's Coob.
Coob.
Those crazy Norwegians.
Yeah.
That's how they talk. And it's a Norwegian game.
Yeah.
So there's a tournament in Beloit this Saturday night. Savannah will join us to talk about that. That'll be fun. And God, what else is going on? There's a lot. It is really sweltering outside.
Yeah, it was hot. You know, I went to the Packers practice this morning.
Yeah.
And I was sweating from the time I got out there to the time I left.
You know what the mistake you made was?
What's that?
You wore full pads.
Yeah.
You should not have done that.
I just wanted to be, just in case they needed me.
Krieger, get in there. You played football. You know, you're kind of a, not sturdy. What's the name? You're built. You're sound.
I think they would still kill me out there.
Of course they would. Yeah. But how long do you think you could hold your own? Like, let's say you're squaring off against, what's the center's name? Or the nose tackle. Edgerton or whatever.
If I'm, a fullback.
Yeah.
And I'm, I'm charged with protecting that running back. He's not getting protected.
Let's do this. Let's say, what position, if you had to go in for, like, let's say five plays, are you least likely to get the crap kicked out of you or to be conscious when you leave?
I would say give me that quarterback position just so I can hand off the ball to Josh Jacobs and get out of the way.
But no, that doesn't count. You got to go, receiver, running back, line, and you got to play offense. You can't just sit back there in defense and hope nothing comes your way.
You know what? Anyone else is, offense? What? A kicker?
Punter?
I'm going to kick. Not make it. Definitely not make it. But I'll attempt.
All right. You're obviously dodging the question. I'm going to say I think I would have a better chance as a lineman.
Now, no. No.
Listen, if I get a handoff.
You get pancakes right away.
They would just push me aside. Right? And I'd go down.
Well, you got to think off the line. They're going right after you, too. Like, trying to get to that. You're toast.
Okay, but if I get a handoff, I'm probably going to die.
Okay.
Or catch a pass over the middle. Are you kidding me? I think I'd rather take my chances on the line.
I think you go receiver and say, don't throw it to me.
Just drop it. Just
bat it away.
See it coming.
Bat it away.
Play defense. You guys can weigh in on this if you want. 855-752-4842. Where would you go where you're least likely to get your butt kicked? I think line. You take a beating.
You would take a beating no matter what. No matter what position you play, you're going to get a beating.
But what I like about the line is they don't have much room to charge you. One step, and that's all they need. They're getting right past me, no question about that.
Yeah,
but they can't wind up. They can't get a 10-yard head start and just annihilate me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's all physics, buddy.
Yeah, no matter what, I think you're going to end up on the ground.
Right. Unless they just pick me up and launch me somewhere. All right, believe it or not, folks, this isn't all the show we have tonight. I mentioned our guests, and let's go to, I think without further ado, we should get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, it's National Sea Creature Serpent Day. So our question is, and this, I'm going to preface this by saying, water and deep, dark water freaks me out more than anything in the world. I don't like knowing what's under me, even if I could kick its ass. Even a trout, who I like my chances against, even though they're kind of the jerks of the fish world. No, what is below the surface of the water, always, it's the unknown. It's always freaked me out. So it's National Sea Serpent Day. What's the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, to you? What freaks you out the most? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real? You can text us on our text line that I just gave you, or the app, very popular, the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, I highly recommend downloading it. It's very easy to use. You can take all your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts with you wherever you go. And now, Conrad, if I'm not mistaken, you can listen to Oldies. If you click on WGBW or WISS in the app, you'll get Oldies throughout the day.
Local news and timeless hits.
Local news. Actually, is it on Oshkosh or just Green Bay?
Just Green Bay.
Just Green Bay.
WISS is still primarily talk.
Yeah, okay. So you get an option there. You know, I like my talker colleagues, but, you know, once in a while, you got to cleanse the palate and go with some oldies. They are fun to listen to. So download the app if you haven't, or you can drop us a comment on the stream. And that's today's question. What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, in honor of National Sea Serpent Day? I did some research. First of all, I know what mine is. It's a megalodon. Megalodons. There you go. If you're watching on the stream, that is, those things could get up to 75 feet. I've heard, I don't know if this is urban legend or not, but that on occasion they would get up to 100 feet, almost as big as a blue whale. But they're man eaters, they're sharks. And they pieced one together in San Diego. There's a museum, I think just natural history, and they pieced together a megalodon. It is impressive to look at. It was just huge, thick and long, and it was crazy. But they've always freaked me out. I don't like sharks to begin with, but a megalodon would definitely be mine. And I feel like they're extinct, and the science community seems pretty confident that they're extinct, and I tend to believe the science community most of the time. But I feel like there could be still be one down there. How do they know? That's my point. Like, the ocean is so vast. How do you not know? How do you know there could be a megalodon down there?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
What's yours?
Man, this goes back to Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
And it's
the cartoon fish?
Yeah, it scared scared me when I was younger, and it's an angler fish. And later I found out it's a real fish. And I got a little picture on if you're looking on the
screen. They are ugly.
And they have a little lights on their head so they can kind of see in that deep, dark water.
Yeah.
But look at those teeth. Like, those teeth are disgusting.
And that's deceiving because they get fairly big, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, this is...
That looks like a guppy, but they can get pretty good size.
They look even nastier. Some of the other pictures I saw, they were too gruesome. I didn't want to scare anyone on the stream.
But, and here's what... And it's not even just, like, salt water, ocean or sea. Even lake water. I don't like knowing what's under me in a lake because... even in Wisconsin, a lot of these lakes are like, you don't know what a glacier dropped into those lakes.
You know, it's, even a sturgeon, those things are nasty too.
They are. I don't think they can bite you. I mean, I suppose they could, but they are creepy looking.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking for, this is, all right, this is kind of going off topic, but I was thinking about the fish fries in, you know, in Green Bay. And if anyone knows a bluegill spot, please let me know. I love bluegill.
Thank you for derailing the whole show, Conrad, because of your wanton lust for a bluegill. Where the hell did that come from?
I was just thinking about fish in Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say a fish fry even freaks me out. They're freshwater.
No.
No, but because Jaws is based on a story where a 25-foot great white went in through a seaway and got into fresh water in New Jersey and ate people. And it lived in fresh water for quite a while. So water just freaks me out. I'm not a boatsman. I'm not a swimmer, per se. But ladies and gentlemen, let us know. Let's have some fun with this tonight. What sea creature? What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, to you? It's National Sea Serpent Day. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. I have to say, I have a video poker app, and also on any sports app I used, I'm seeing all these ads for guys shaving their chests. Check out this life hack. And it's these guys with this new tool that shave their chest. Have you ever shaved your chest?
Never.
I feel like that's a new thing. And I don't consider myself an old school guy necessarily. Parts of me probably are. But like mostly, I'm contemporary. If I see a trend I like, I'll go with it. But these guys, everybody's shaving their chest. And I'm sick of watching. And you got to watch it for like 15 seconds before you can click out of it. I feel like it's messing with me.
You know, this is what I'm going to let you know, all right? This is a little hack from me.
Okay.
If you're on your video poker app and you're sick of the ads,
yeah,
turn it on to airplane mode. You won't get the ads.
No, but I have to. It's online. The game is on.
Okay. Yeah. That's a little hack for what the game I play.
Why don't you just stick to bluegill hacks, okay? it's the popcorn pick of the week tonight, folks. Craig Benzine will be here shortly to make the popcorn pick of the week, and then Savannah Schindler joins us a little later. When we come back, we're going to read your texts, and I'm going to tell you about that show I've been teasing all week that I've been watching and I'm kind of addicted to. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Young man, next thing I remember, I was
with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys with super cool, and I heard the sound of...
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Game number 70 of the season coming up in just a few minutes. Welcome in to the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. Glad to have you along for the ride as the Rafters are here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, taking on the Dock Spiders for the final time this season. Just three more games to go for Wisconsin Rapids today in Fond du Lac. And then they've got back-to-back at Wausau tomorrow and Saturday to close out the season, hoping to finish it on a strong note, although last night did not go the Rafters' way. Back at Witter Field on the home finale, it was a 10-6 Dock Spiders victory as the Dock Spiders won by four, although the Rafters stayed in it really the whole way through up until about the seventh inning when the Dock Spiders pulled away. The Rafters threatened a little bit in the ninth inning. They put up a couple of runs, made it a four-run game, and had a runner on third, although that was all that they would get as they ended up losing it by four. Noah Chubb went six innings without an earned run for the Dock Spiders, while Ryan Ament went three innings to finish out the game, which meant that he earned the save for the Dock Spiders. A three-inning save, one of those odd rules you don't see always enacted, but it happened yesterday, and it went to the line of Ryan Ament, his first save of the season. Taking a look at today's matchup, the Rafters sending out the righty Justin Battle. He's taking on a fellow teammate from North Alabama, Jordan Tuohy. Both of them pitching for North Alabama last season. However, it's been Justin Battle who's had the better run in the Northwoods League. A 3.38 ERA for Battle. He's got a perfect 3-0 record this season. And all three of those wins have come on the road. He's pitching again on the road. This is his second start of the season and looking to continue his great run that he's been on as of late. We'll break down a little bit more of that pitching matchup coming up in a little bit. However, before that, we've got our pregame interview, as always, coming up in just 1 second. Today, I got a chance to talk with River Lindsay, the left-handed stick from the outfield who comes over after playing in Badlands last season and one of those late-season additions for the Rafters, who's hoping to close out the season on a strong note. He's been pretty good over his first few games for the Rafters, coming in on a pinch, and I got a chance to talk to him about what it felt like to play yesterday for a team and what he saw in the dugout as well as the Rafters had their home finale last night at Witter Field. But that comes up next, and then starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown to follow. All of that is going to return when we get back after break here on the Rafters pregame show. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus-acre Class A muskie lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's River Lindsay. And River, joining the team late in the season here, and you're starting to get used to the guys, but it's still only a short while that you're going to be here. What's it like for you kind of joining the team late and trying to get things started?
It's really nothing I'm not used to. I did it last summer with the Badlands Big Sticks and the Great Plains West of this league. So, I mean, it's just kind of baseball at the end of the day. Like, go out there and try to do your thing.
So a little bit of Northwoods League experience for you, trying to put that into play here. And so far it's been working. Yeah. You've been getting on base at a high clip. What's it been like for you at the plate, and how has that approach been helping you get on base?
I just try to... Early in counts, I just try to do damage early, especially within, like, the first three pitches. And then, I don't know, just try to get my foot down early and see and react to different pitches and just try to put it in play and put it on a line.
Well, I was talking to you a little bit off the air about this beforehand, but coming from Rock Valley College, and also you have had that Northwoods League experience, what's it like for you kind of going in between collegiate ball and then summer ball as well, trying to make that switch?
Honestly, sometimes it's a little difficult, especially in the spring with college ball. Like, it is a lot colder out. Like, some games will play in like 40 degree weather, so at least we get to use metal bats there, so that's a little different. But over the summer, like, the hot weather's real nice and the wood bats just sounds a little different. Sometimes they swing a little heavier, but it's really not too different.
You say the hot weather is pretty nice. Well, today it's about 88 degrees, I think, at game time. Are you excited to be playing in that temperature, or is it a little too hot for you?
No, I deal well with hot weather. Like, to me, I don't think it's that bad out right now, so I really enjoy it.
So whenever you look at your baseball career, obviously it's brought you to the Northwoods League for back-to-back seasons. What's it been for you that's continued pushing you forward and trying to take that next step each step of the way?
I guess ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to play baseball. And I mean, as a kid, I wanted to play all sorts of sports. I wanted to play pro football and pro basketball, but I don't know, something about baseball has just kept me going, and there's still like the dream to play at a higher level, so just want to keep it alive.
Well, obviously, moving from Badlands to Wisconsin Rapids in between seasons, what was it like for you getting to hear from Coach Ziggy and actually joining the team in the first place? How did they get in contact with you and find you?
I honestly don't really remember. I originally got the number of, I do remember. So last summer, one of my good friends, Adam Haber, he played on the Badlands Big Six with me. He just finished up at a Wofford College, and now he's going to Georgia State. And I found out that, well, before he was at Chattanooga State Community College, and the pitching coach there was the pitching coach here at Wisconsin Rapids. And he gave me his number and reached out to him. And eventually I got in touch with Coach Ziggy, so that's how I got my contract.
Quite the interesting set of connections you got there. Well, you know, you look at the end of the season here and the last three games all on the road, but of course you were there last night as part of the home finale, and while you haven't had too many home games, I'm sure that it was interesting and really cool to get to be there for the last home game of the season. What was it like kind of being with the rest of the guys, and especially some of the guys that have been here all season long?
It was nice. It was nice seeing all the fans shout and show their support for that game. It didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but it was really nice being there. And in terms of for my home games, I honestly kind of felt like at home because my dad used to own hunting land right around Wisconsin Rapids. And I remember not during baseball season, I think it was like October or November, and I'd been to the stadium, and I just remember looking up in the parking lot, up at the grandstands, and I just remember that really vividly, so it's just cool that it came full circle now.
Such a cool moment for you, I'm sure, and for the rest of the Rafters as well, as they were taking their last swings and pitches at the stadium. But that's really all that I've got for you questions-wise. Anything else you want to add here?
No, that's all.
All right, well, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, of course, thank you.
All right, once again, that was River Lindsay joining us here on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
What a beautiful day for baseball here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It is 85 degrees and mostly sunny out here in Fond du Lac. 8-mile-an-hour winds, up to 12-mile-an-hour gusts blowing out of the south-southwest. The flag in center field is pointing out toward left field. So looks like a good day for right-handed hitters. You don't get to see that all too often, but we do tonight here in Fond du Lac. The Rafters taking on the Dock Spiders, and let's take a look at the starting pitchers for tonight's game. Mentioned it earlier, a matchup between two pitchers out of the University of North Alabama. Let's take a look at the Dock Spiders starter, Jordan Tuohy. Tuohy comes into this game, a freshman out of UNA, 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, native of Santan Valley, Arizona, and this season a 6.97 ERA over six appearances. He's got 20 2/3 innings pitched, and he's got 14 strikeouts, but he's limited the walks, just 8 walks over his nearly 21 innings. That's a pretty good clip to be at, although he has allowed 26 hits. So that's what he's got to focus on here if he's going to have success, is limiting the base knocks. On the Rafters side of things, it's Justin Battle, who has allowed a few hits, but it's been a little bit less. And along with that, he has also been great with limiting walks. 12 walks issued in 26 2/3 innings this season. This is his 10th appearance for the Rafters, but just his second start. His last time, a quality start, just the third quality start of the season for a Rafters pitcher. He went 6 innings, allowed just 1 run at Lakeshore back on August 2nd. And his last 5 appearances have been incredible. Over his last 5 appearances, he has totaled 17 2/3 innings pitched. He has a 1.02 ERA and has 9 strikeouts, but the big thing for him, he's walked just 6 batters over those past 5 games and allowed 14 hits. So he has been really, really good at limiting base runners. And last game, mentioned a quality start, he threw just 63 pitches over 6 innings. He probably could have gone the complete game if need be, but of course the Raptors were up by enough at that point in time. Why waste his energy? They're able to send him back out here fully rested, ready to go, and that's what the hope is. The Raptors now getting ready to roll with their starting lineup. River Lindsay, our pregame guest of the show, is leading things off for the Raptors batting order today. Lindsay will be followed by Kareem Arusovic and Jake Beauchesne, batting 1-3 in the batting order, due up in the top of the first. Landon Gaz, Hiroto Kobayashi, and Peyton Bryant bat 4-6. And Lachlan Maud, Mike Monahan, and Christian Bermudez close out the lineup, batting 7-9. First pitch on the way. It's a swing and a miss for strike number one from River Lindsay. 0-1 the count. And first pitch at 6:35 p.m. here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Just three more games to go for the Raptors this season, including this one. And River Lindsay hoping to get the third to last game started on the right note, but swings and misses at the second pitch as well to bring it 0-2. Lindsay, a left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Tui. Kareem Arusovic to follow, and with the 0-2 count, Tui brings the pitch home. It's a fly ball down the left field line in foul territory, giving it chase. The left fielder won't quite get there. Had to pull up at the last second to avoid running into the bullpen, and maybe could have got there if he went full speed, but also probably would have collided and been scary if he had gone all out for that. So it remains an 0-2 count to River Lindsay. The Raptors wearing their cranberry red jerseys with the faded gold lettering. They've also got their light gray pants on and the cranberry red helmets. Lindsay with the white gloves and black bat. The 0-2 count on the way home. Crushed out towards right field, but not hit well enough. The right fielder underneath it, he makes the play for out number one. And that retires the Raptors' leadoff batter to bring up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and one away in the top of the first, tied at 0-0. Kareem Arusovic, another left-handed batter. To go back-to-back lefties at the start of the lineup, the Raptors have no other lefties in the starting lineup today. So you started off with the two left-handed batters, and then you switch right back up to righties. So lefty-righty matchup between Arusovic and Tui, and the first pitch high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Arusovic playing second base today, but we'll see him defensively in the bottom half of the frame. Arusovic has been pretty hot as of late, hoping to keep things rolling along. 1-0 count, a swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Arusovic enters this game batting .289 on the season with an .810 OPS. He's had some explosive games throughout this season. 1-1 count on the way home. A chopper over towards second base picked up, and the throw to first is in time for the 4-3 putout. Pretty simple for the Dock Spiders defense, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the first. Still knotted at zero. The Dock Spiders today, their alternate identity, the Arañas. That is for their Hispanic Heritage Night, as they have some pretty neat jerseys, I will say. First pitch on the way home to Jake Beauchesne. Misses low and outside for ball number one. Jake Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tui. Tui fires home to Beauchesne. Gets a foul tip, but strike number one either way. 1-1 the count. The jerseys for the Dock Spiders today, they've got the black base with a kind of turquoise collar and then a neon pink sleeve. Also got the white pants. 1-1 count, grounded foul toward the Dock Spiders dugout. Now a 1-2 count. And Beauchesne coming into this plate appearance, been one of the Raptors' best hitters throughout the second half. Throughout the year, he leads the team in home runs with 7. Batting .299 on the season, a second-half player. He's got a .950 OPS. 1-2 the count. Base is empty here, so trying to keep the inning alive. Tui fires home. It's fouled back by Beauchesne, and it remains 1-2. Taking a look at last game, Beauchesne finally was held without getting on base. It snapped a 13-game on-base streak that he had. He went 0-for-4 from the plate, but did get an RBI on a sacrifice fly. So it wasn't an entirely unproductive game, although he swings and misses here, and that is strike number three. Jordan Tuohy, a great first inning. Three up, three down in the first inning. The Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Justin Battle is taking the mound for the Rafters in what could likely be his last time as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter, and hoping for it to be a great start here. The right-hander taking on his teammate from college on the other side, but his teammate, he set the standard back in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down against the Rafters' top three in the order, who have all been batting pretty well as of late. And so now, Battle's going to have to step it up against the Dock Spiders' top three. They're going to be leading off with Tommy Guggins, Devin Nunez, and Quinn Chambeau in the bottom of the first, tied 0-0. First pitch is a bunt popped up towards the left side of the infield and going to get away from the third baseman Bryant as it bounces off of the edge of the grass, 0-1 the count. Tommy Guggins, the leadoff man for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle, and mentioned it yesterday, but Tommy Guggins just loves playing the Rafters, batting .294 across nine games this season. 0-1 count, misses high, now a 1-1 count. And along with that, he has really taken off well on the base paths. Nine stolen bases against the Rafters this season. He stole three yesterday. 0-1 count taken upstairs. Ball number two, 2-1 the count. And Justin Battle trying to perform well here for the Rafters. Right-hander who comes into this game having allowed just two runs over his last five appearances. 2-1 count coming home. This one's hit out towards left field, running up on it. Now slowing down and making the play is Jake Beauchesne, and that is out number one. One up, one down in the bottom of the first inning, and it brings up Devin Nunez to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the first, tied 0-0 between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders. Devin Nunez, the left-handed hitting center fielder, into the batter's box. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle, and the Dock Spiders coming off of a victory last night against the Rafters, hoping to keep the momentum going in front of the home crowd, but a foul tip from Nunez puts him down in the count 0-1. Nunez enters this at-bat, batting .302 on the season with an .823 OPS. One home run and 16 RBIs as the pitch from Battle misses upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Nunez, A guy who came in as a pinch hitter yesterday and struck out in his only plate appearance. Looking to turn it around today, breaking ball high. Makes it a 2-1 count to Nunez. And Justin Battle, not finding the strike zone quite as much early on here as he did his last time out. Had a lot of early pitch counts that saw contact, and he gets contact here, soft over to second, picked up by Arusovic. Throw to first is in time, and it's a 4-3 putout to take care of Devin Nunez. Almost exactly the same as the way that Jordan Tuohy started. A four-pitch flyout on a pulled fly ball to the outfield was the first batter, and then a 4-3 groundout was the second batter. We'll see if Battle can get the strikeout here, because that's what Tuohy did on the third batter he saw. Righty-righty matchup between Battle and Chambeau as the first pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Quinn Chambeau, right-handed hitting right fielder, enters this at-bat, batting 269 this year. Out of Oklahoma State, 1-0 count, misses low, now a 2-0 count. James Hankerson Jr. is on deck, and finishing up with the Dock Spiders batting order, Jonathan Fitz bats fifth, and Jalen Gellings bats sixth. 2-0 count to Chambeau, and Battle brings the leg up, fires home, but misses high, 3-0 the count. Batting 7 through 9 in the Dock Spiders order is Camden Kunkey, James Bornick, and Jaron Cotton. 3-0 count to Quinn Chambeau, and Battle's got to find the strike zone here. Pitch on the way, misses high and tight, and Chambeau had to duck out of the way to avoid getting hit by that one. And with that, it's the first base runner of the game for the Dock Spiders. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. with a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the first. Still tied 0-0 between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders. James Hankerson Jr., left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle. Hankerson swinging the bat around, staying loose at the plate. Now Battle brings the ball into his glove. Man still on first base. Battle not giving him a glance, and the pitch coming home misses high for ball number one. That's now five straight balls from Justin Battle. Really has to start finding his spot. 1-0 the count, and Hankerson can certainly do some damage if you leave one over the plate. Runner taking off from first, misses high, and Maud can't field the ball quite right as it bounced in and out of his glove. A 2-0 count, and even though he did throw it down, it was late. Quinn Chambeau, a stolen base. Now 2-0 to James Hankerson Jr. with a man on second and two outs in the bottom of the first. Trying to give the Dock Spiders the lead. And Battle fires home, misses inside. That's now seven straight balls from a guy that's been so accurate this season. And accuracy for him has been why he's been productive. So far, not finding that. 3-0 the count. And the pitch from Battle coming home. There's the strike. Finally breaks up that stretch of seven straight balls. And now a 3-1 count. And getting a little bit of confidence back. Got to have confidence against a guy like Hankerson. Five home runs on the season, but more impressively, 35 RBIs. 3-1 count coming home. Misses high, ball number four. And that is a five-pitch walk to James Hankerson Jr. Back-to-back walks issued by Justin Battle after retiring the first two batters. And now he's got to slowly turn things back in his favor. Brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with runners on first and second and two away in the bottom of the first. Still tied 0-0 between the Rafters and Dock Spiders. And Jonathan Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. Battle looks back to second, now fires home, and the pitch misses low and away for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Every batter this inning has seen a lead in the count, at least three pitches in. That does not work in favor of Battle. 1-0 count, and the pitch coming here is hit well out towards left field. Beauchesne back at the warning track. It'll bounce off of the wall. Here comes one run. Rounding third is Hankerson. Will he score? Yes, he will. No throw comes home. It's a bases clearing two RBI double for Jonathan Fitz. And it's now 2-0, Dock Spiders in the bottom of the first. And not the pitch that Battle had wanted to throw. Was trying to find the strike zone and found a little bit too much of it. Brings up Jalen Gellings to the plate with a man on second and two away in the bottom of the first, but a two-run Dock Spiders lead. Gellings, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. First pitch just outside, called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Jalen Gellings trying to send home the man from second. He enters this at-bat, batting .240 on the season. No home runs and just eight RBIs. 1-0 count, misses inside. Now a 2-0 count. Gellings from Madison Community College, a native of here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. The hometown kid. 2-0 the count, and Battle looks back to second. Now fires home, breaking ball, grounded over towards short. Bermuda is going to make a long throw to first. It's online. Was it in time? Yes, it was. A 6-3 putout. What a great play in the shortstop spot by Christian Bermudez. And that takes care of the first inning. However, two runs did come across for the Dock Spiders on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the top of the second. It's 2-0 Fond du Lac here on WFJR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
A two RBI double from Jonathan Fitz is the difference in the game right now. It's 2-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the second inning. Fitz had that two RBI double back in the bottom of the first off of Justin Battle, and Battle, that's the first time that he's allowed multiple runs in a game since July 13th. So the Rafters hoping that he'll be able to find his location next inning. But first off, they get to get the bats going on the offensive side. Landon Gaz will lead things off against Jordan Tuohy as the first pitch from Gaz is fouled off. 0-1 the count. Landon Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy. And Gaz trying to stay hot. Guy who had a pretty big double in the game yesterday. Sends a pop-up towards right field in foul territory. Now creeping back into the infield. The first baseman, Hankerson, is there. Makes the catch, and that is out number one. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the second. Still 2-0 Dock Spiders. And Hiroto Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. And Kobayashi steps up with the song, "One is the Loneliest Number," playing over the PA every time they play that here in Fond du Lac. And Makes me chuckle a little bit, but Kobayashi, a liner grounded up the middle towards second, and the throwback to first is in time for a quick 4-3 putout. Kobayashi got a good piece of that ball, but just couldn't elevate it as it went off of one hop over to second base, and Jalen Gellings pretty easily able to make the play. So now two away, and the base is empty in the top of the second. Still a two-run Dock Spiders lead, and it brings up the right-handed hitting third baseman Peyton Bryant. Righty-righty matchup, and Tui fires first pitch a little high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Taking a look at the defensive alignment for the Dock Spiders. On the mound, it's Jordan Tui. Behind the plate, it's Jonathan Fitz. 1-0 count to Bryant. Misses outside. Now 2-0 the count. On first base for Fond du Lac, James Hankerson Jr. At second, Jalen Gellings. At third, Jaron Cotton. And at short, Tommy Guggins. 2-0 count coming home from Tui. It's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. In the outfield for Fond du Lac, in left, it's Camden Kunkey. In center, it's Devin Nunez. And in right, it's Quinn Chambeau. That's a look at the defensive alignment for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 2-1 count coming home, and a breaking ball check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Now a 3-1 count. And Peyton Bryant, been a real key addition to the Rafters. Came in pretty recently. Just played 8 games here, but in those 8 games, a .452 on base percentage. He sends one a flare up the middle, but the second baseman trailing back is able to make the catch a few steps into the outfield, and that is out number 3. 3 up, 3 down in the second inning again for Jordan Tui. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in a very pitch count efficient inning for him. He threw just 8 pitches in that frame, and we head to the bottom of the second. Justin Battle back out to work when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's time for revenge for Justin Battle as he gets back out to work in the bottom of the second. His teammate from North Alabama, Jordan Tui, has been dominant over the first 2 innings. And Battle, hoping to get on the same track as him, as he'll take on the bottom 3 in the Dock Spiders batting order. That's Camden Kunkey, James Bornick, and Jaron Cotton, 2 up in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Kunkey is fouled down the third base line, 0-1 the count. And Kunkey, the right-handed hitting left fielder, steps in the batter's box with a 2-0 Dock Spiders lead. Both of those runs came in the bottom of the first on a RBI double from Jonathan Fitz. 0-1 count, laced out towards left field on the run. Beauchesne won't get there. It bounces in front of him, and he snapped it over his head. And Kunkey didn't have to stay at first base after originally going to try and round for second. But he returns to the bag after seeing Beauchesne make the play. So it's the leadoff single for the Dock Spiders. Brings up James Bornick to the plate with a in on first. And nobody out in the bottom of the second. Still 2-0, the lead for the Dock Spiders, and Bornick, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle. Runner on first base is Camden Kunkey. First pitch from Battle on the way home. It's popped up left side of the infield. Should reach out of play, and it just will. A fan nearly made the grab there. Would have been impressive. But instead, I won't give him much of a call out. 0-1 the count to James Bornick. And Bornick enters this plate appearance batting 375, but over a very limited amount of plate appearances. Just one RBI on the season for him, no home runs. 819 OPS. Punky still standing on first base, and you're kind of looking at him to see if he's going to try and take off. Battle looking home and taking his time now. 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Fires, but misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Camden Kunkey over on first base for the Dock Spiders. In his 19 games, he has just one stolen base, so not too big of a threat, but he is leaning a little bit. 1-1 the count. Battle brings the foot up, fires a breaking ball home, but it gets fouled back by Bornick to bring the count 1-2. Bornick working from behind, and this is the Justin Battle you like to see, getting ahead in the count. That's what has made him so important.